Hello, my name is Carlos. Hi. Good evening, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for the U.S. President, U.S. Congress, another office? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? The chance of 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will absolutely vote.
Certain? Okay. And now moving right along, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
60.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now moving right along, what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Black, African American? White. Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. What number?
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the list of elected officials. Now, they're really chunky. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Now, the first one is Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman. Do you approve or disapprove of the job she's doing?
Approve.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. How about Joe Biden as president? Same question. Same option.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And Donald Trump as a former president?
What's the worst scale?
Strongly disapprove. That's the worst. That's the
strongly disapprove, please.
Okay. How about, let me see. Sherrod Brown as a senator? Approve or disapprove of the job she's doing?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. Now, I'm going to reach the list of public figures and institutions after I read each one. Can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? And if you have not heard of the person or institution or are familiar with them, just let me know, okay? Pretty much the same ones. Marcy Kaptur. Favorable or unfavorable? Very? So what?
Yes. Very
okay.
Good.
How about the institution of First Energy? Do you have an opinion about them? Favorable, unfavorable? Somewhat or strong?
Can I say neutral?
Yeah, of course. Well, the neutral parts are somewhat unfavorable and somewhat favorable. Or you can just continue, move on with that sharing.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. How about Donald Trump? Very unfavorable?
Strongly
your opinion?
Unfavorable.
Okay. How about Derek Merrin? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. How about Republicans in Congress in general, to the best of your knowledge?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. It's very unfavorable, your opinion about them. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. How about Joe Biden? Favorable, unfavorable, strongly
very favorable.
Okay. How about Democrats in Congress in general?
Very favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
And if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin, or would you say there is no chance that you will consider it?
No chance.
Okay.
Unless there was a blizzard that kept me home, there's no way.
Understood. Now, and you made it very clear, okay? But that requires to read verbatim. And now, let me read this statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Now, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay, man? Now,
I'm not interested in a push poll. Don't push poll me.
No, ma'am. It's just that the way the service is, it's just a study, ma'am. Okay? It's just the things that people are going to be saying during the campaign.
It's a push poll.
It's just one. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda Joe Biden, voted for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or does make no difference on your opinion? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you don't think it's true, please say so.
It's not true. More likely
it's not true. Okay. That's good. Understood, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derrick Merritt. After each statement, can you also please indicate if that statement will make you much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or not true on the statement, okay? Now, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state and the state history, Derrick Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out of First Energy. Now, our utility rates are to the roof as we foot the bill for Merritt's corruption. Now, is that statement will make you to support him much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
I think there's, well, it's true, but there's no difference in how I would vote.
Okay, no difference. Okay. In the state legislature, Derrick Merritt supported an anti-union law to drive down wages for workers. As a mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employer sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare. It will raise their retirement age. Is that statement will make you to support him much less, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you don't think it's true?
Well, no difference. Wasn't okay. Voting for him anyway.
In the state legislature, Derrick Merritt saw extravagant accolades to his office, like plush carpeting and new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. No difference in that one, or much less?
No difference.
Okay. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfer. But Derrick Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that one. Makes no difference, someone less likely or much less likely to support her? More likely or not true?
Well, much less likely. I mean, that's crazy.
Okay. So, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate and special interest, Derrick Merritt wrote a legislation to end mandatory lead-pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Is that statement would make you to support him much less? Somewhat less, no difference? More likely or not?
As I said before, no difference. But
no difference. Okay. The last one. Derrick Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Much less, someone less, no difference, more likely, I'm not true.
Less likely.
Okay. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derrick Merritt? Or would you still vote for him? Well, one reason.
The one reason, he supports Donald Trump, period.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am, because he's pro-Trump. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep.
Now, moving right along. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, and so I'll ask you again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote, Republican Derrick Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derrick Merritt? You want to give me a different reason or the same one?
Same one. Anyone who supports Trump doesn't get my vote, period.
Thank you, ma'am. And to finish this up, the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, graduate school?
Graduate school.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I used to be a Republican until that Yahoo came around. So I'm independent now.
Independent. Do you lean towards the Republican or to the Democrat?
I leaned to the Republicans in the past, but these yahoos don't get my support. So how far back in time do you want to go?
No, that's okay, man. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
First time I voted Democrat ever in my life.
Okay, so that was Joe Biden, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you for doing this work.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.